showtime.
Welcome to the BS Show. No, I just had a little. I had a little beer from our guests. I'm not a drinker, but I had to taste it because I've been. Jeff O'Brien has been great about bringing in. He's got like 60 clients that are craft breweries. He brings in different craft brewers, and I've been saying, yeah, I ask every one of them, do you have a sea salt caramel?
Now he does.
It's true. It's 100% true.
This is the Sea Salt Caramel, right? From Modest Brewing Company in Minneapolis. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. But first, as I said, welcome to the BS Show. My producer, my Schreiducer, is Tom Schreier. Why don't you pour him in? He's going to be great by the end of the show.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I have a little...
might not come out.
But thank you to Tom, coldomaha.com. Thank you to Tom Bernard, the Tom Bernard Digital Radio Network, for inviting us to be part of the network. I'll give a rundown of who is with us in a moment, but thank you also to our sponsors. They include Brad Sean Bryant, always seeking justice for the injured, Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System, smartstartmn.com. If you or someone you know is dealing with a DUI, go to smartstartmn.com, and they'll help you get back on the road seamlessly. Also, Chanticleer Pizza. We're going to be there going from their Maple Grove location on the 17th of this month. Solidarity HealthShare, Thomas Brand Homes, Dan Garrell from the Minnesota Bank and Trust Mortgage Team. If you're in need of a mortgage or refinancing, give Dan a call at 952-841-9346, 952-841-9346. Also, MyPillow, check out MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code THEBSSHOW to receive MyPillow's four-pack special. You get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, all for 40% off. Now, Kevin Cusick is back. You don't look like you peeled that much. He was in the tropics.
Lost about a pound in the shower today.
Just yuck.
Gross. Yeah, I hope you didn't have to clean that up.
The mental. that would be one of my sons will.
Yeah, great. Your wife refused. Brian Miller from BrianMillerComedy.com and at Real Brian Miller on Twitter.
Yes.
He is a hilarious man. You could ask as I go around the room. Tom Schreier, he's a big fan of yours. He loves your comedy.
It's funny.
Thank you.
Well, you pulled it off if he thinks you're funny.
Yeah, that's the only goal?
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Ostensibly.
Pretty singular.
Business and Leisure Attorney Jeff O'Brien, who we have to thank for bringing in our two guests, Cale Anderson and Keegan Nee from Modest Brewing Company in Minneapolis. Now, M-O-D-I-S-T. I asked off the air, and I never got a real answer. So one of you can't spell, or did you mean for the I instead of the E?
Well, I can't spell, but...
That was intentional.
Very intentional.
Because I thought it was modest, and I apologize for that.
Well, it's all good. I mean, we get that a lot, but it's all about education and just getting out there. We chose the Modest Brewing Company because it's modest is someone that takes something they love, change it, modify it, make it their own. So it's all about modification and seeing what else you can do. So what we're doing is testing the limits of beer and going past.
Well, and how long have you had? Now, this is the Smooth is the Sea Salt Caramel, right? You have the Smooth label on it. I think it's a great idea. Because like I said, every time, Jeff, what have we had? Like half a dozen or more come in?
Yeah.
And we got to do something about Jeff with the microphone. But I ask everyone, so how about a sea salt caramel? Well, we haven't really thought of it. Has this been part of your plan from the beginning? I mean, is it one of your mainstays?
Yeah, it's one of our mainstays. We actually homebrewed this a long while ago, and it's been a recipe I've been sitting on for a long time. But it's like super easy to drink lager, but then it's got some nice caramely notes to it, a little bit of salt in there, and just easy drinker and
smooth,
and nice and smooth.
Very
and
smooth.
The smooth is smooth.
Yeah, it is.
No, I've been on the wagon now for 40-45 years, and. Now I'm off it because you made it so cold.
You did, man. Next week's show is going to be wild.
Yeah. The show. I don't think you brought enough of those gallon cans there. How many ounces? Those are huge cans. Is there a growler in there?
They are 750 milliliters. So in Minnesota, we can sell either 750 milliliters or 64 ounces, which is a growler. So
So that's 700. It's a big can. Put
about
it
a 17
way.
Ounce.
It's same time. 25.4. It's the same size as a wine
Look
bottle.
Look at you trying to get the ounces right, and whiffing horribly.
Of course, I also thought originally it was Budweiser.
Yeah.
that created a lot of embarrassment on my part. So
that's the kind of sexy photo that a Wisconsin wife takes for her husband. Budweiser photos.
You guys are on
I deserve a tip leading you into that one.
Slow pitch, I like it.
You're not open today, are you? Because most brewery, or are you? You are.
Yep.
So all the people on one side and all the people on the other, the number of them have their undies in a bunch over Judge Gorsuch, and others are like hoping he gets a – they can come in, either drown their sorrows, or they can go in and celebrate. I know Brian, are you? I know you lean a little more left than the other side, but
than Che Guevara.
Do you have a problem with? Because here's my feeling on it.
He's a real judge. Well, I'm shocked it wasn't Judge Judy or like.
Yeah, I know.
I thought Omarosa was.
I thought it'd be Jared Kushner wearing a mask, like a Nixon mask or something. So the fact that it was an actual judge who wasn't accredited via television, that was kind of nice. I mean, I don't know. It's a reasonable pick. That was one of the first reasonable picks he's made.
Yeah, and what I like about him is because he made the comment too that he's had decisions where he hasn't been happy because he adheres to the Constitution, which is what I think every one of the judges should do, not rewrite the Constitution. And I actually think that Garland, Merrick Garland, who President Obama put up, I understand why the Republicans didn't want to do because they wanted to have that shot, the long shot, which came in. That they would get a Republican who can name it. But I actually thought Garland was about as moderate and
would have
been as fair
too.
As you could have gotten.
Absolutely.
Which is why he was selected.
Yes. Yeah. But, I mean, he would have been fine. As a matter of fact, if he gets more than one selection, I wouldn't mind if Trump considered him for the next one and said, look, this is a guy that is a good jurist and we need to get him up. But I don't think he will.
The next one will be Judge Judy. I'm serious.
The next one could be his sister, who also is a federal court judge, on with Hardiman, the other finalist.
Whose sister?
Trump's sister is a federal court judge.
Really?
Yes.
What? Wow. Well, one of them in the family had to be able to read a book.
As I said, to the left of Che Guevara.
I need to get you on with Mike Gelfand. You two would be a lot of fun together. So, but anyway, I mean, when are you guys open for? If you want to, every night or what days are you not open?
We are not open on Mondays unless there's a Twins game. So after middle of April.
Because you're Third Street, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you're not far at all from here.
No, we can actually see the stadium from our patio. So
nice. Very neat.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Why are most breweries closed on Mondays? I've noticed that.
I don't know. It's just kind of
is it like
one of
the weekend crowd and you're trying to clean it up and all that? Or
yeah, we usually do. Mondays just aren't a big day usually at restaurants or breweries in general.
Yeah.
So it's kind of the day to sweep up all the pieces and clean up everything that's in the brewery and make sure everything's running well.
With you two guys, ordinarily when we have two guests from a brewery come in, there's the money guy and there's the brewmaster. Are you both brewmasters? One of you has to be the money guy.
There's actually four of us that own the brewery.
Oh, the other two are the money guys.
One of them is, yes. So Keegan over here is our head brewer.
So the brains of the operation.
The brewing brains.
Yeah, but without you, it's just swill.
Yeah.
It's not smooth, it's swill.
It's a team effort for sure.
So how do you break it down? The other, he's the brewmaster. What is your role?
So I'm head of operations. I make sure that the...
So you're the money guy in essence.
Kind of, yeah. I make sure that we have all the ingredients and make sure that we have all the kegs and make sure that the lights stay on and make sure that all
your
the sinks are working. Yeah, right?
What do you need these other two for? What do they have to do?
The third guy is our head of sales, so he does all the sales
I guess that's important.
Bars and liquor stores and all that jazz. And then our fourth guy is our money guy.
Well, you know, Cal, quite honestly, you can combine those other two and boot the other guys.
I mean, that's money guy thinking. That's why Cal didn't think of it.
Exactly.
He's not the money guy.
Now, and what I would do is I'd leave Keegan alone to just create. He doesn't need any more jobs. But
we let him do that.
You could take on the other. Look, I'm almost spilling my drink already.
But what other ones, just because we're enjoying the Cecil one, what other ones have you come up with that are kind of kind of that you created as opposed to just your version of someone else's.
True. Yeah. So like one
inventions.
Like, we have like a true rye beer. Like it's actually made out of over 50% rye.
Wow.
And that's extremely hard to do with more conventional equipment. Our equipment, we invested in really badass equipment, and it lets us to brew with up to 100% rye. So that the point now that we can explore these realms that other breweries can't, or many, very few breweries can worldwide. It's just exploring a new flavor. So, like the rye beer, it's called Wasteland. It's this big caramely rye spice, like bullet rye bourbon. It's like that plus an IPA. It's really good.
Wow.
But then we've also done like an oat beer, which is primarily oats. Same kind of thing. New flavors. You're getting oat sugar. We're getting rye sugar. There's different. The different type of sugars we can access, the different type of flavors we can create. We have a. It's more of a newer to this market, but we're releasing this weekend. We have a Mexican dark chocolate stout, really fun to play with. It's spicy but sweet and chocolatey, but a little bit of bitter from the chocolate as
well. You've got a few really months to get it ready for Cinco de Mayo.
Based on what I'm seeing, you might not be able to have that beer much longer.
Oh, yeah,
that beer might be a limited edition.
Exactly.
or you have to pay a lot more to get it over here.
Now,
what about, because it's, you've had, everybody that drinks was once a kid. Do you have like an Oreo cookie beer or a cookie dough?
No, we don't have one.
I was trying to get the youth of America hammered.
Well, but as they get older, these are things from their youth that they remember.
Yeah, Bob would really like a Pop-Tart.
IPA. Well, with frosting.
I
got a frosting.
Got the
Leslie's Crunch Brew or Kit Kat. I mean, because this is a great idea to have the sea salt caramel, and I'm not a big Oreo cookie fan, but others are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. I mean, like, definitely Midwest has a more of a sweet tooth. I have a huge sweet tooth, and that's why we went in this direction. Another one that's kind of blends the light beer plus kind of a sweet tooth, but the coffee. Realm is our first call. It's a cold pressed coffee lager, so it looks like a nice, clean, golden lager, but it has a little bit of milk sugar in there, so you get kind of that sweetness and the creaminess, but then a huge coffee flavor, and it's one of our biggest sellers as well.
This guy is. I mean, I like not when I say out there. You're not afraid to try things, which is great. You're not going to stay with the straight and narrow. And I'm not saying that a lot of them do because they all have their own different brands. But I love how far you're taking it, which is kind of neat. Now. Down at the other end there, Tom Schreier, my Schreiducer from ColdOmaha.com, is a beer connoisseur.
I know. I said I've been there before.
So,
modest.
Oh, you have been there, but have you had this one before? Or what
no, I haven't. I've had the Wasteland, though. That one's really good, and the Totes is really good, too.
Now, if you this is on your – you have this on tap. It's one of your regulars, right?
Yes, we do.
Jeff didn't tell you to whip one up. Just,
I think you need Bob as an idea man, just sitting in the back, just like, we need Snickers, Captain Crunch.
Easter candy blend.
Pete's throw some pizza
in there. Since I was just at Pat O'Brien's in New Orleans over the weekend, a New Orleans bread pudding beer.
Ooh.
Get a little caramel.
Ooh, that would be good.
After the cookie dough and the Oreo cookie, of course.
Now, of course, if you did too close, Pat O'Brien's would sue your ass.
The Hurricane Brew. That's what it's known for, right? Is that what's in the Hurricane?
No. They also did the Hurricane.
Yeah. You know what? Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Kale Anderson and Keegan Nee from Modest Brewing. Thank you to Jeff O'Brien, who is here. And they're one of your clients, right? One of your 60 or so clients of craft breweries. If you have a craft brewery, you're thinking of starting one, there's only one guy to call. It's Jeff O'Brien, because why would you go with anyone else?
And there's only one place to showcase your finest brews.
It's right here.
The Wednesday. Bobcast.
Yeah. Don't come in Tuesday or Thursday. We have no interest in that.
Wednesday, midweek, perfect time.
Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press. Brian, where are you this weekend? Let's get that out of the way.
I'm in Boise, Idaho. I'll be at the Liquid Laughs Lounge in Boise, Idaho, Thursday to Sunday. Right after the Super Bowl, I got a show.
But you're not during – you can watch the Super Bowl.
I figured it out. The show's going to start right after the Super Bowl pretty much because we're on mountain time over there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you can do like a Seinfeld. What is it about those Falcons?
Actually, I'm guessing it'll probably be canceled, to be honest. But I'll be there anyway. But Thursday to Saturday, we got five shows. So
are you flying or driving?
Oh, I'm flying.
Well, they got to fly in for that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you can check out more, BrianMillerComedy.com, @RealBrianMiller. And remember, ColdOmaha.com. Com is the place to go. They got great Wild coverage now.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And the Wolves are kicking ass for you.
Yeah, the Wolves are doing well. We have access to them, which is nice.
Which is always a nice thing.
Playoff bound. Playoff bound.
Could be. They're going to knock off Golden State. You just watch.
No, they're not. They're going to get killed by Golden State, but they'll get that eighth playoff.
Hey,
spot.
I've been drinking. It's all Carbo Smooth talking.
You never get that excuse. You can finally use that excuse.
Yeah,
Tom,
right?
Tom sends the alert to the Museum of Broadcasting.
Yeah, I will. I got you.
Get this show preserved.
I'm going to throw back another sip during the break.
Oh, God.
We'll be
no.
right back. Justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan at Bradshaw and Bryant. Most of the time, you don't need a lawyer, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw and Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw and Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk to Bradshaw and Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. It won't cost you anything. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw and Bryant know what to do because they've done it before many, many times. Bradshaw and Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights. Be an advocate for you and see that you're treated fairly. So if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw and Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. That's MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need. SmartStart MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a SmartStart Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The SmartStart Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a SmartStart system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. SmartStart now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. SmartStart has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. SmartStart has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and SmartStart representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at SmartStart know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring. And they can answer all your questions. SmartStart is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to SmartStartMN.com. That's SmartStartMN.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. Hey, do you love pizza? If you do, that means you love Chanticleer pizza. Chanticleer has been in business for more than 50 years, and you don't last that long in any business unless you're giving people what they want. Chanticleer delivers every time. Chanticleer features thin crust, New York hand-tossed, and a pan pizza. 11 Twin Cities locations with delivery and carryout. In Coon Rapids and Maple Grove, you will find the Chanticleer Pizza Grill, full bar restaurant, full menu, burgers, salads, pastas, pizza, of course, and much more. And there's great game day specials on Sundays during the football season. Chanticleer is your game day delivery expert for the football season. Chanticleer Pizza restaurants are independently owned and operated. For more information, go to ChanticleerPizza.com. That's ChanticleerPizza.com. Chanticleer Pizza, the clear choice for all pizza lovers. We are back. I'm drunk. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer.
Get that
Pioneer.
Drop.
Twin Cities. Was it .com? At the Loop now.
Yes, it is.
Ryan Milanovich. No, Brian Miller. BrianMillerComedy.com. And at Real Brian Miller. This is like, I haven't eaten red meat since... I was 30, so if I had red meat, wow. It would throw me off. And I haven't really – I don't drink. And it is not because I've had drinking issues. I decided at a very young age, because I saw what it did to other people, eat or drink or eat and drink. Eat and drink would have put me about 350 to 370 or push four. But I would have been like the fridge, William Perry. Oh, so geez. I chose to eat and got all the way up to 270. Now I'm down under 215 because I've been on Metafast, so that helped. But I tell you what – this stuff might be worth going, you know, blowing that diet. No, I'm not going to blow the diet.
There's something it's really to be said for the liquid lunch.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's and I'm sure there's, like, no carbs, no calories, right? In the smooth.
Oh, yeah. No calories at all.
That's the way to go with it. Brian Miller is going to be in Idaho. When are you going to be in town?
Well, the big one, I'm going to be in town for a special show.
You're not supposed to tell us
Scoop in the full week of April, there's going to be a big special show that I'll be a part of. It's going to be pretty cool.
So we'll perhaps be near this building.
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, I think I did also just book. I'm going to be hosting at the mall in like a month and a half.
Oh,
somebody
good.
Wants to come see me open for Ali Sadiq.
Very nice.
He's a funny guy.
We need to, you know what we need to do? When you're doing this April thing at the corner of First and whatever that road is
yeah.
there, we'll promote the hell out of it. Tom Schreier, coldomaha.com. They do great coverage of the local sports. Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney, and the man who represents 60 brewery craft breweries and half a dozen or so distilleries. And one of the craft breweries he represents, you're not like, mad that he has like 59 others, right? You're okay with that?
That's why we hired him.
That's right, because he knows what he's doing.
Anderson. Are you guys beer cucks? You just like watching your lawyer just go work with other beers?
Yeah. Oh, it's so much fun when you just watch him represent some other brewery. Just, like, yeah. You just videotape it from the side. I like it when it's a dark beer, you know? To add something to it.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Cal Anderson and Keegan Nee. Well, that's pretty good. What is Sunday going to be like at the at Modest Brewing? I mean, are you're expecting a big crowd, or are you for the Super Bowl, or is your crowd not a big, you know, football watching Super Bowl crowd?
We haven't had a huge football crowd.
You have a TV,
crowd.
Right?
Oh yeah. We've got a big projector, so we project it, and people show up, but we're not pushing anything.
Well, give the address so that if people want to try out this, you know, the sea salt caramel, and by then you should have that that Oreo cookie dough or cookie Oreo cookie dough, huh?
Oh, God.
Good God. Oh, Bob's definitely drunk. He's going off the deep end.
It's overheat. Cracking eggs in the boil. Saying,
it'll be areola beer by the end of the show.
I'm starting to think Bob's just hungry.
Actually, has anyone come up with the, you know, mother's milk beer?
Oh, gross.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That would definitely have a specific
that
demographic.
That would bring everyone back to the early days.
Yes. Ooh, you can serve it out of a really interesting can, too.
It. Would it come with a nipple?
I was going to say, yeah, absolutely.
Well, I've got three.
Got
I can lend you one.
Cup on it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, you could also use the formula, too, because it might bring kids way back, or these, you know, these young drinkers, these millennials.
And who doesn't want to go back to the days when they were wearing diapers? Yeah.
No, never mind on that one. So what is most of your crowd? Are they millennials? Are they, I mean, is there an age that you shoot for, an age that mostly comes in? Because you're both millennials, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So is he. And yep. The rest of us. Well, Jeff, you're closer than any of us. Kevin and I aren't.
Baby boomer.
Yeah, I'm a boomer.
It's you know great. What those are.
It's right by the Twins Stadium, so that's when I go there. It's like right before a Twins game.
Yeah, we have. It's amazing what? The during. Spread yeah, during, of the crowd yeah. that we have.
Well, that's good.
We're expecting a lot of people that live in the condos behind us and everything, and those people do come in, but there is people of all different generations that come in and try the beer.
Now, Tom, pulled up your cup. Your cup that holds about a quart. That's pretty good.
Bye-bye.
Are you walking or did you drive?
I walked.
He can get more. He can...
He walked from his car. He's fine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we brought four of these big cans for a reason. So,
you guys, I bet it just slammed on Twins games, right? You guys get a nice...
It's crazy.
That's got to be fun, though, right?
Yeah, even better.
Well, yeah. Can they buy these giant cans, these industrial-sized cans, and take them with them? Well, they can't take the can with them to a Twins game and hide it in their, you know, pocket. Oh,
you get them a big pocket size.
If he finds one of the blind guards.
If you get a banner at the U.S. Bank Stadium, you can get a can of beer into Target Field, right?
Yeah.
I would think you could, probably, yeah. Oh, it'd be easy at Target Field. They're not going to be, I mean, they're not as tough as they are at U.S. Bank.
My wife got mad at me last time we went to a Twins game when she saw me furtively pulling some Jim Beam singles out of my underwear. I was like, well, I had to get them in some way. She's like, you're 35. What are you doing? I was like,
I love Jim Beam.
Totally true.
Keegan is pouring some for him. By the way, it's good that you drink your own. That's a good testament. But you could, as it comes out, it's the closest looking color to caramel, too. The head. I've never seen a head that caramely looking.
Yeah, we what we do with the caramel to get the caramel flavor, we just use caramel malts. Like we're not adding in and like bunch of like, you know, I don't know, Godiva caramel syrup or anything like that.
Yeah, I thought you
maybe
were.
We could try it. I don't know. But there's a lot of different types of caramel malts out there from all across the world.
Do you put just regular salt in or sea salt? Or
we use non-iodized sea salt just straight up in the boil. And, yeah, it just really, it gives it kind of like a slight brininess, but also it just makes it really soft and more even decadent.
Does that? I like the decadent.
Decadent, yeah. Flavor descriptors, right?
How much does it change? Does making beer change the kind of beer you like to drink?
Well, it's crazy because when you're like, there's a lot of really good beers out there. Like but at the same time, I don't think there's so many possibilities with beer that. Once you discover something new that you really like, it's like, oh, man, I just want to keep making that. I want to make it better. I want to keep going. And so it's just forever, just like food. Like, there's no limit to it. And especially if you have, like, a, brew house like ours where you can really just go all out at it, you don't know unless you try it, We've definitely found some things that, like, just don't work out. It's like, that's not really good. Let's not go in that direction. Let's take what we learned and go in a different direction. But yeah, it's fun. Like, we're finding some really, really cool different beers that we're hoping to, keep experimenting with and bring to the market in this year. So, I don't know. It's just constant evolution, constant creativity. And
it's something we fight over, though.
Oh, yeah.
My palate is a lot different than Keegan's and a lot different than
What would be, like, the main dispute you guys would have?
Sulfur.
Sulfur. Ugh.
I really like sulfury pilsners, so, like, Pilsner or Quell. Or any of the kind of really typical.
When you
pilsners.
Say sulfur, it sounds like you're throwing matches in it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like when
not matches. Though.
Well, not. No. It's very, very similar. So, like Pilsner Urquell is one of the oldest pilsners. Like that's a staple pilsner of the world, but it's very sulfury and minerally, and like that's just how it is, and that's how it tastes. And kale just loves that. Like when you ferment some lagers, like we do, some strains of yeast will be very sulfury and minerally. And it's the water content and all that. But I'm not a huge fan of that. It's just like, it's just too much. And so I like more cleaner lagers. So, I mean, it's differences. So.
I know. What do you figure I had? A couple of ounces?
Yeah.
What I love about this? I just held in my belch and it came back up so I can enjoy this for hours. It's going to be coming back up with that fine taste.
Yep.
We'll send out a news alert in 5 minutes on the next couch.
Look, check the Twitter.
CNN already has a countdown.
And I want to go around the room here and ask, we'll start with Kevin. I want to find out where you guys, every day that we have guests, and I want to know where they are in the Super Bowl. So,
oh, yeah.
Where are you?
Tomorrow's paper will have my pick.
Oh, so you're not going to share it?
No, I'll give it now. All the right. Pats by 7.
Wow.
I think in the same way that it was destined many years ago that Al Davis was going to have to get the Super Bowl trophy from Pete Rozelle in that awkward moment, I think we're heading toward that Sunday with Tom Brady and Roger Goodell, and it's going to be at least as entertaining as the game itself.
Because he's going to be the MVP, too, of this game.
I think he's going to personally win this game by himself.
What do you're on that?
Pass by 10, same thing Kevin said. I got to say, I'm 100% in line with him there.
See, I'll wait, but what about
you,
Tom?
I'd say like Pats by 5. I think it'll be like 35-30 or something.
Spread is currently 3. It started like a toss-up, but now it's up to Pats by 3.
Now, Jeff, can you lean into his mic to this way we can hear you? You're a Pats guy or Falcons guy?
I think the Pats are going to win. I don't think the Falcons should ever be winning a Super Bowl after taking away the 98 one from us.
They didn't take it away. Danny Green
cursed.
Gave it away.
What's great is how the Packers now join the Vikings in infamy of actually losing a championship game to the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, no, I as I said last week, I don't discount the experience factor in the Super Bowl, especially with all the media hype in today's game. And I think Tom Brady is going to be cool as a cucumber. I think the Pats will win by about maybe a touchdown. 10 points.
Guy to watch out for is Michael Floyd, who drank his way out of Arizona, gets one last chance with New England. I haven't seen what the proposition bets are yet, but I would almost bet money on Floyd getting a touchdown.
You guys want to say that Modest Brewing, if Michael Floyd is a big player, you'll send him a growler?
Oh, God.
I would.
He can drink for free.
Yeah.
If he wins the game.
If he shows up. How about that?
I'm still hoping that the Falcons
he's
win.
In uniform.
Yeah, you're holding up for the Falcons. Do you not like the Patriots, or you actively like the Falcons?
I'm not a Falcons fan, but I'm really hoping for a game like the Giants-Pats game.
Sure, yeah, that would be fun.
With the helmet catch and all that.
Jeez.
And Falcons kind of pulling it out at the end. It's pie in the sky, but we'll see what happens.
Me and Cy Amundsen got in a big argument because Cy thinks Matt Ryan is really handsome. And I don't think Matt Ryan is really handsome. And we had like an hour-long podcast argument about
this
it.
This is your Super Bowl coverage.
And it was, he's not Tom Brady.
It was, it was settled. One of our listeners wrote in and said that Matt Ryan looks like a Muppet's thumb. And I was like, yep, I think I won.
But see, Cy thinks he's handsome, so it's skewed.
Oh, there you go.
I know,
Cy's very handsome.
He's better looking than
Matt
Ryan.
That's the one thing Cy and I both agree on. So we both think Cy's handsome. Yeah. But he thinks Matt Ryan's handsome. I think he's crazy.
Was Brady not even in the conversation?
Oh, that was assumed. Yeah, okay. Of course. Brooks Robinson, the Acme comic, always said Tom Brady should be forced to play with a clear helmet. Yeah.
Well, who's the rattiest looking quarterback out there? I'm trying to go around the league here.
If you go way back, Y.A. Tittle.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fair to him. Just because he didn't have hair, he
Andrew
was not a
Luck
guy.
Is a pretty weird looking
dude.
Yeah,
if he didn't have the beard, especially with the neck
beard and everything.
He's got no chin. Yeah, he's chinless.
Stafford's kind of a weird-looking dude.
Roethlisberger,
like I said, Roethlisberger. I probably said this before, but Roethlisberger looks like the quarterback who should be leading the team that Bullwinkle plays against. He looks like a cartoon of a football player.
When I look at Luck, and this is more pre-beard because the beard hides the fact he has no chin. Mm. I don't know if we've ever had DiMaggio would have been an example, a superstar athlete that's just homely.
Yeah. A little bit.
You know, most of your superstar athletes are good-looking.
Yeah.
It usually, like Brady, it goes hand-in-hand.
Sure.
But not with, you know, I don't, and nothing against, you know, the old Yankee Clipper, but did Marilyn Monroe think he was good-looking? I mean,
she was married to Arthur Miller, too. She had weird taste.
Yeah, he did have odd taste.
She might have been on drugs.
But,
you know,
but here's the thing, Bob. You know what the problem is when you're really, really handsome?
I don't.
Nobody
personally.
Takes us seriously.
It's true, Kevin. Because we.
That's a Larry David line.
Kevin, just a pretty face, QC.
Exactly. Now, Keegan, where are you on this?
To be honest, I don't know shit about sports.
He's in the lab all the time. He's brewing up the elixirs.
Oh, Patriots seem like a strong team. Sure. I don't know, man.
Falcons a strong bird.
My job is just to keep the beer cold and flowing so all the sports fans can enjoy it. So
now if the Falcons win, maybe come up with a Falcon brew. You get a Falcon? They're on an endangered list, aren't they?
There's a hop called Falconer's Flight.
Well, there you go with that, then.
Benefits Falcon things.
I like that.
I think I was caught up when the Falcons won.
Small rodents.
Ooh, you can get a flight of Falconer's Flights.
Yeah. You need to have a funny man like one of these two on your staff.
You're not the only idea man around here. But.
Bob, I don't think Falcon is on the approved ingredient list you might get an FDA approval before you put a Falcon.
Now that every time you make one regulation, you have to get rid of two, maybe that can be one of the ones we get rid of.
Well, now you can put
any bird you want to in beer.
I just watched Anchorman a couple of nights ago, so I'm thinking of, could you have a beer with chunks of real panther?
Well, but you... That just comes under other ingredients.
Absolutely.
Natural ingredients.
Natural flavorings. Yeah.
But the point, after the game, the NFC Championship game, I really thought the Falcons were going to win, but I am starting to slide over the Patriots. Maybe I was so caught up in watching them really for the first time this year and how impressive they looked. And I do think they have a defense, the speed that might give Brady trouble. But I actually have to come over on where Kevin and Brian are, that this is a mission for Brady. I mean, he's. I don't think he needs much more. It's not like the guy needs to sort of be motivated when you're in the Super Bowl. But
he was called and found by the league to be a cheater, and that is eating at him. And we're going to see the results of that Sunday.
But I do think,
and I'm not a big Brady fan, but I just see this coming a mile away.
But what you said is true. The Roselle Davis thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is and if you're Kraft and you're Belichick, you're going to put him front and center to take that trophy.
Oh yeah. Now do you? Okay. Let's say Brady goes in. He kills it. He wins. Does that retroactively recuse him in any way of the Deflategate thing? Does that prove anything?
No. They clearly were. But again, what they were accused of doing with the balls in the first place was not that big a deal.
Exactly. I'm with you. It was like you broke a teeny little rule and you got a huge
punishment. Slap on the wrist would have been fine.
Yep.
And you think they're going to check the pressure on those balls?
Mm. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And they're going to have a little counter on NBC to show you the pressure of the ball at all times.
You know what he should do if they win the game? When he's on the podium, he should. You know those little things we have that you can pump up with the little knob on it?
He
should have there. He should be pumping up a football just to
or pumps the Lombardi trophy.
Well, the one great story so far this week was how Kyle Shanahan, who's going to be the 49ers coach, but he's coaching his offensive coordinator last game for the Falcons, loses the playbook.
How does that happen?
Yes!
Take the wrong. It was a backpacking identical
and
yep. to the reporter's backpack.
It was picked up by Art Spander, the veteran.
Art's still around?
San Francisco columnist. Had it not been found, all eyes in the world would be staring at the Patriots now for what you effers do this time.
Yes.
And there would be this giant shadow over the game because this idiot lost this short-term employee. Is leaving, loses the playbook, and oh, by the way, they're playing the Patriots.
Okay, but here's a question: why are you even going to a press briefing with your playbook? That makes no sense.
Well, you know what's handy though? He's going to the 49ers, and they don't even have a playbook, so that won't be a problem
actually,
at all.
It was so if someone asked him a question: what are you going to do when the Patriots blitz? Just a second, just to start.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of talking about who's going to win and the in odds and everything, I think the question would be if the Patriots win and Brady's up on the podium with Goodell, what are the odds that he asks the commissioner if he'd like to inspect his balls at that time?
Oh, that would be good. I wish he would do something like that. You know what? Let's take another quick break, and we'll get Ruth on. Ruth Lorton, RuthLorton.com, at Psychic Ruth. She's at the Medina tonight, and she'll tell your guys what kind of a great future you have with your beards, if you'd like to know. I love the smooth, though, that I'm going to have to take Mary and I. Well, I'll have to have her come down. I've got to come. We're going to do this and that because she does like beer.
Mary, it's time for the smooth.
Yeah.
Smooth. Did you call it smooth? Because if you're drunk or sober, it sounds the same. Smooth.
Smooth.
Smooth. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Kevin Cusick, Brian Miller, Tom Schreier, Jeff O'Brien, Cale Anderson, Keegan Nee. Now, these other guys got K names too?
Nah.
No?
Nope. We've got a John and we have an Eric.
Were they with you from the beginning or did you bring them aboard?
Yep.
Okay. Because the fact that they're not here, I don't know them, so I blow them out for all I care. Because you can handle all three. Just don't mess with him because he is the brewmaster.
I don't have that much time in a day.
No, I'm sure they do agree. Well, it's working for you. That's the
key,
right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
How much square footage do you have?
16,500 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Holy cow!
Wow.
Yep. It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
20-foot ceiling, so real estate's cheap going
Jeff,
out.
Jeff, how many of the breweries represent have more than that? I mean, I'm sure there are others, but that's a lot.
Yeah, they're on the larger side of the more recent breweries. Most breweries that are starting up these days are going maybe almost like, I would say, almost a glorified bar that, you know, just small little space, and maybe they start out by just doing, you know, small batches. But, no, modest. They were from the go big or go home school.
Wow! So how
and they have one. If you have to go there, because you have to see this place. When they were getting ready to put
what
paint,
was it before? Was it something people would recognize?
Vikings locker room. The merchandise was in there.
Really?
Yeah, there's the holographic stickers on the floor still.
Yeah,
that's
still cool. Stickers. When we first saw it, there was Adrian Peterson signed helmets and everything.
Wow!
So the floor was once covered in tears.
Yeah,
exactly. And fumbles.
So when you
balls everywhere,
they're going to put a coat of paint down on the brewing floor, and the painter comes that day when they're on Facebook. They're showing all the stages of their build out, and the day the painter gets there, and he said, "What color do you want?" And they said, "Well, what are our choices?" And he said, "Pretty much anything." And they're like, "Really?" So if you go there, they have this bright turquoise paint on their brewing floor, and didn't actually save you guys some money. You didn't have to pay for some extra backlighting on the tanks or something because of the fluorescent lights hitting this glowing turquoise paint.
All our tanks just glow teal at the bottom.
But it's almost become like your signature color.
Sounds
almost
like a Miami Dolphin brewery.
Which if anybody else in town anybody else in town uses turquoise, I think we'll get them on a trade dress infringement.
It's our color now.
Yeah.
So what can you hold? How many people can you fit in there? That's a lot. I mean, with that size.
Our tap room is 175 people, 35 on the patio, and then the rest of it's just production. We have room to grow for many years.
You got to have a good size for all the brew equipment. How many square foot is that? 5,000?
Well, I mean, we're only taking up a small fraction of it right now,
really?
But like we overbought tanks and we overbought the size of the brew house for growth. I mean, that's a big mistake a lot of brewers make is not enough tanks off the bat. And
well, then I have to take it all back because obviously the four of you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But we all worked at breweries before, so
is that right?
To gain experience.
So you're like a super group. You're like the traveling Wilburys of the local breweries.
So did all of you do the same thing at the other breweries? Were you a brewmaster somewhere else?
Yeah, I used to be the head brewer at Dangerous Man Brewing Company with Rob Miller, and that was really good. Rob and I were great together, but it came time where I got to keep pursuing my own dream. And
so this is sort of like when the Yankees got Babe Ruth from the Red Sox. I mean, this was a coup to get him, right?
Well, we've known him since high school, so.
Isn't it funny? No matter how impressive your buddy is, if you've known him long enough, he ain't shit. You know what I mean? It's, like, it's true. It's like a friend of mine is a fireman.
You should have seen what he did 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. One of my best friends is a fireman poet. He's an award-winning Illinois poet who runs into burning buildings to save people. He's on, like, calendars and stuff, and all these women flock to him, and I'm like, yeah, but he's a fucking douchebag.
So the other two guys, you went to high school with them, too? All of you went to high school together?
Three of the four of us went to high school together.
Well, that's neat. That's very neat. Hey, before, you know what? We are going to go to Ruth, but I got to ask you, because I saw it the other day, A Dog's Purpose. What did you think of that?
Because I won't see any movie where a dog dies. It's my one caveat as a film reviewer. It doesn't matter. And the fact that the dog dies multiple times, absolutely not. I would rather watch a real snuff film than watch three fake dogs die.
It's a different dog dying every time.
It's a different dog dying every time. My heart's a Twitter.
But the soul lives.
There's no way. I can't watch. Nope. That is my kryptonite. Dead dogs and dead animals.
They
handled
it beautifully. I won't see
movies where dogs die. Same plot of Showgirls, but a stripper just kept coming back.
She came back and seen her Grishon.
So what was the movie that put you over the top on not going to dog death movies?
My whole life. That's the one thing I don't do.
So you never saw Marley and Me?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. Old Yeller?
Nope.
Milo and Otis?
I stopped after Old
Milo and Otis lives, so I watched that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
My wife will screen it. I'll tell her, does the dog live? If the dog lives, I'll watch it. If the dog doesn't live, I don't watch it.
Well, but there's a good ending because the last dog lives.
Yeah, until he dies again. You just reminded me he's going to die because I watched nine other dogs die. It's like a puppy mill the movie.
No. There's only three dogs that,
three dogs? That's three more dogs that I want to handle dying.
I'm telling you, it's a fun, uplifting movie. You might get a little teary at the end, but not because of the dog dying.
Sorry, it's not going to happen. Movie. You're going to have to see this one again by yourself. I can't go with you.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come right back with Psychic Ruth Lorden. Recently, you've heard me talk about the home builder, Thomas Brand Homes. But what you may not know is they do more than just build new homes. Tom Bernard partnered with his good friend and general contractor, Tom Huseman, and started Thomas Brand Homes after learning firsthand just how difficult it is to find a general contractor that you can trust and count on to do what they say. In addition to building beautiful custom homes, they are also your go-to general contractor for home projects, both large and small. From full basement, kitchen, and bath remodels to replacing inefficient windows and doors at a better price, it is higher quality than you'll find at any of the big box stores. For your home improvement projects, both large and small, give Thomas Brand Homes a chance. Call them at 612-545-5847. They'd love to meet with you and provide a free, no-pressure estimate. That's 612-545-5847, or visit their website at thomasbrandhomes.com. That's Thomas, B-R-A-N-D-T, homes.com. Smart Start MN Ignition Interlock System knows getting a DUI can be a difficult time in your life. Besides the stigma and embarrassment of having a DUI, you have to worry about the possibility of losing your driving privileges. If that happens, you need to have a Smart Start Ignition Interlock System installed in your vehicle. The Smart Start Ignition Interlock System prevents a vehicle from operating if you've been drinking. With a Smart Start system installed in your vehicle, the state has to restore your driving privileges. Smart Start now is offering to come to your home or business to install its ignition interlock system. Smart Start has been available for nearly a decade, and it is the only locally owned and operated ignition interlock company approved in Minnesota. Smart Start has been involved in the crafting of Minnesota's ignition interlock program, and Smart Start representatives give seminars throughout Minnesota to clients, lawyers, and legislators. The people at Smart Start know it's a difficult time when you get a DUI. You'll find them to be compassionate, knowledgeable, and caring, and they can answer all your questions. Smart Start is run by attorneys who know the law. For more information, go to smartstartmn.com. That's smartstartmn.com or call 952-224-7050. 952-224-7050. And that's where you need to go if you get a DUI. If your health care has become a burden, there may be a solution. The open enrollment period is here. This is your chance to make the change to reflect your faith. Solidarity Healthcare, a healthshare nonprofit, is taking the nation by storm and bringing faith back to healthcare. A program that honors your Catholic beliefs. If you're ready to take control, call Solidarity Healthcare at 844-313-4999 or visit their website at solidarityhealthcare.org and learn about healthcare for the common good. Solidarityhealthcare.org. Most of the time, you don't need an attorney, but there may come a time when you do. For many people, it's when they're involved in an accident. If you're in an accident and you're injured, you need an attorney. You need Bradshaw & Bryant. The law firm of Bradshaw & Bryant will make sure you know your rights. Many insurance companies don't want you to get an attorney, which is the best reason to get an attorney. And if you need one, you need to talk with Bradshaw & Bryant. They deal with the insurance companies. They settle things for you. There are no out-of-pocket expenses. They don't get paid unless you do. The attorneys representing you at Bradshaw & Bryant know what to do because they've done it before, many, many times. At Bradshaw & Bryant, they believe in justice for the injured. It's more than just a slogan to them. Bradshaw & Bryant will use every legal tool at their disposal to protect your rights, be an advocate for you, and see that you are treated fairly. So, if you need an attorney, give Bradshaw & Bryant a call at 800-770-7008. That's 800-770-7008. Or visit their website at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. That's minnesotapersonalinjury.com. They're the attorneys to contact when you need help. They're the attorneys who will give you the help you need.
What?
We are back. Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at The Loop Now. Brian Miller, BrianMillerComedy.com, at Real Brian Miller on Twitter. If you're a Brian Miller fan, follow him to Idaho.
Yeah, come on out.
Pocatello? Where you, I mean, I don't know any other city in Idaho.
Boise is actually a really cool town. It's kind of like a slightly smaller Madison kind of thing. It's got a little crunchy hippie vibe.
Very nice.
I dig it, yeah.
So if our other guests from Modest Brewery want to expand, that'd be a good place to go.
Absolutely. Potato beer.
Yeah.
We also, my guy here, Tom Schreier from ColdOmaha.com. Check it out if you haven't already. Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney, a legal mogul when it comes to representing breweries, about 60 of them, including Modest Brewing right here in Minneapolis on 3rd Street. Cal Anderson and Keegan Nee are with us from there. And Psychic Ruth Lorden. RuthLorden.com at Psychic Ruth. She's at the Medina Entertainment Center tonight about 6 o'clock. Now, Ruth, these guys, I don't drink, as you know, but they made a sea salt caramel beer that I did try and had a sip of, and I've decided that I am going to become a heavy drinker. No, it's really tasty.
I love salted caramel, but I'm addicted right now to Food for Life salted caramel protein bars. And my friend, Mark Borup, they have a candy company. They're looking to acquire other businesses, actually. And they have salted caramel cotton candy. But I'll try the beer.
It's worth trying. Now, you're not trying to say that he's going to, make a hostile takeover of Modest Brewing Company. You don't see that in the future, do you?
No. They're looking to buy some businesses. They've made so much money. She's a friend of mine. She's a client of mine. And she's looking to acquire a bunch of businesses.
What about Cold Omaha? Are you for sale?
No. We're independent.
They got to be compatible.
If the price is right, you're always for sale.
Yeah, there's always a price.
they gotta have some salted caramel products.
Do they need a legal counsel? Because we have a good one in the room here, and Jeff O'Brien.
I don't know. Ask her about that.
All right. So, what do you see for Modest Brewing Company? Because they've got a great operation, 16,000 square feet there. They're good size now. Now, craft breweries don't really franchise, right? They don't have more than one location. No.
Are you guys located near where you all went to high school?
No.
It's about a half hour, 45 minutes away.
It's not like
and are many of the people that you grew up with and you went to high school, you're party people.
Yeah, we partied.
Are they all in the area? I mean, are they all living right by where your brewery is?
No, but they definitely come out, hang out.
Yeah, because that's what this is. You need to. My psychic feeling is, it could take this is a trend fad business. It's like rock and roll bands, and you've got a 3-year period to really make it big and do something with this. Because I think you guys want to last 10 years and sell it. But the key is to get back to your base. You're all popular guys. Everybody you know and get them around.
How many years have you guys been around?
Concentrate more on your friends, not your strangers.
Less than a year.
Oh, well, you got a window of two more years and change.
Yeah, we have 2 years then. We opened up it was April 15th last year. So.
Oh, wow. So it hasn't been that long.
Nope. Opener.
But you guys are doing great. The Twins get, you know, the Twins, they suck, but you're still getting people coming in.
Not at the end of the year. end of the year when there's only like 300 people at those games.
What about Target Center? Do you get the Wolves crowd?
Yeah, we get some of the Wolves crowd. We actually had quite a few Vikings fans before games, which is pretty
surprising.
What do you
do for eats?
Food trucks.
So. Yeah, that's what most of them do.
What's your favorite ones?
Yep. Ooh, Curious Goat.
Yeah.
Big Cow.
Yeah. Curious Goat and Smoking Cow. Brooks High is also awesome.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys, talk to your partners. Why don't you get your own food truck? Can you do that?
We got some in the works.
Ooh.
Wow.
This is like
breaking news.
Yeah.
This is like Brian Miller being mysterious about his April gig.
Yeah.
You got to tease the people.
It's out of a food truck, right?
Your lips to God's ear, you know?
Well, if you want a Cincinnati chili recipe, talk to me. I'll come and whip some up for you. Pizza's a good idea, too. You can never go wrong with pizza.
Nope.
Well, Ruth, let's hear your vibe of the day.
The written word reigns supreme today. That's pen and paper writing, not typing, and includes signing checks, contracts, journals, ideas, to-do lists, cards, and notes of appreciation and affection. Yes, think Valentine's Day. Recipe, engineering designs, inventions, and plans. The ancients in the Gaelic tradition, here's your psychic tip, and others, knew of the power of what they called the grimoire, their magic handwritten book of rituals and affirmations. Same as the beauty and the magic of monk-written Bibles of the Christian faith. It sends chills down our spine when we see them. So let's put pen to paper or pencils and create magic.
That's what he's doing at the brewery.
Done.
Ruth, thank you so much. Ruth Lorden, ruthlorden.com. She is at at Psychic Ruth, also on Twitter. She is at the Medina tonight. Ruth, if I slurred a little bit, I've had some beer.
I like Drunk Bob. This is great.
Medina, I'd love to taste it. And if they like it, they'd buy it. But I'd love to try it.
I have an ounce and a half, 2 ounces in me. Can you guys sell to
I've seen that movie before.
Nice. All right, thank you to Kevin Cusick from the Pioneer Press, TwinCities.com, at The Loop Now. Thank you to Brian Miller, BrianMillerComedy.com, at Real Brian Miller. He'll be in Boise this weekend.
Yes.
If you're going to be there, look him up.
Yes.
You're at the something ha-ha.
Liquid Lounge, Liquid Laughs. So it's a big complex there downtown. It's pretty cool.
Where are you going to be this weekend? Tom Schreier from ColdOmaha.com.
Right here, covering the Wolves. Yeah, the Wolves play this weekend.
Jeff O'Brien, business and leisure attorney. Let him give his where people can find his podcast and also his blog.
Oh, just go to JeffreyO'Brien.today and all my stuff is on there.
All right. And, well, you know what we haven't given for Modest Brewing? It's M-O-D-I-S-T Brewing Company. Is this modestbrewing.com?
Yes, it is. Right. And it's the same on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's just Modest Brewing.
Good idea. Cale Anderson and Keegan Nee. Cale is, you're the
head of operations.
Head of operations. So you're like.
That's my fancy name.
When you have the pyramid of things, you're like at the top.
You're the De Niro of casino. You're making sure the pit bosses are doing what they're supposed to be doing.
I'm at the top and the bottom. I make sure that everything keeps running, but at the same time, if anything ever breaks or if anyone has any problems, I'm the one that has to fix the shit.
Who's the Pesci?
Ooh.
Or Rickles, because they were big.
I'd have to say John on that one. Mm-hmm. John, our sales guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, be careful. It didn't end up well for him.
Yeah.
He's still breathing. I love that movie.
You know what? You talked about you don't like to see dogs dying in movies. I hated seeing Rickles get hit in the head.
Yeah. That was upsetting. That was really upsetting.
That really bothered
me. No, I'm with you.
So, and also, Keegan Nee, thank you to you guys for coming and bringing some of your... Well, it's smooth, but it's a sea salt caramel that I've been bitching about that somebody should make, and you guys make it. I'm thrilled to hear that.
Yeah.
Modest Brewing on 3rd Street, if you're at the Twins game, if you're going to the Wolves, and as you mentioned, the Vikings, it's very convenient or just convenient to go and have. They got plenty of room, 170, you said, right?
Yes.
That's pretty good size. All right, well, thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to our listeners. We'll talk to you later. I just got to tell you.